Yes, we're going to start in just a minute with the procession of welcoming His Holiness into the Gompa by His picture, and so I just wanted to make sure that everyone has a copy of the short long life prayer for His Holiness, which we're going to read after we welcome Him and place His picture on the throne. And then we'll explain after that. There'll be a short series of events, but we'll explain as we go. But if you all could rise and just face sideways, His Holiness will be coming in through the rear. And then, okay, then Lamala will lead us in the short long life prayer for His Holiness.
In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. Savior of the snowland teachings and transmigratory beings, who extensively clarifies the path that unifies emptiness and compassion, to the lotus in the hand, Lord Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be fulfilled. The wish that since long time dwells in our hearts is a glorious, complete freedom for the entire Tibetan country. Bestow soon the fortune to enjoy that celebration of spontaneous, religious, and secular harmony. In short, may the good fruit of any extensive prayer to fully protect the land of snows made by the powerful protector Chenrezig in the presence of the Buddhas and their children appear soon, here and now.
Lama will lead us in a guided meditation about rejoicing. We're talking about offering acts of compassion and kindness on cards to His Holiness, but it's also an act of rejoicing that is part of the offering.
Okay. Sit in a comfortable, upright position with your back straight. Start by checking your body from your feet to the top of your head, and let go of any tension you find. Now take some deep, full breaths, and let go of any thoughts about what you were doing before, and any mental agitation you may have. See your breath unravel these things so that they vanish into space. Let yourself relax completely, physically and mentally. Rejoicing is one of the easiest ways to change your mind, to become more positive, compassionate, and happy. It builds within you huge stores of positive energy, merit, and virtue. When rejoicing, it is always good to start with yourself. Rejoice in the interest you have in becoming more loving and compassionate. Rejoice in even the smallest acts of kindness, like smiling or being kind to someone, giving directions to a person who is lost, or giving some food to a hungry person or animal. Now take a moment to rejoice in the good things you have done. Also, rejoice in the compassionate work and service you have offered in your home, within your family and community. Things like being there to drive a family member or friend to an appointment, helping set up or clean up for a community event, or volunteering in any other way. Any participation within your community is a cause for rejoicing as a community, as a group of people, and by your presence alone, you help build that community. This is wonderful. Rejoice. Rejoice in the good qualities of others, generosity, intelligence, kindness, and so on. Think of all the wonderful things others have done, the ways people have helped each other in the past and are helping each other now. Think of all those who, out of kindness and compassionate service, make efforts to protect others, help when someone is sick or injured, feed the hungry, go to places where conditions are very bad, and make efforts to help those who are there. Rejoice in the positive actions of our current spiritual teachers, the efforts they have made to become our teachers, and the way that they benefit all of us by their actions. Think of the life stories and actions of the teachers, saints, and holy people of the past and present. Rejoice in how their efforts and devotion are still shaping ourselves and the world. Try to remember rejoicing when your mind automatically begins to criticize and feel jealous of another person's good qualities or fortune, and also when you feel tired, depressed, scared, or discouraged. When you rejoice in the qualities, kindness, and compassionate actions of others, you gain the positive energy as if you did that action yourself. Rejoicing in your own past actions has the same result as doing that action again. Why? Because we do and think, what we do and think creates habits in our minds. The more we rejoice, the more we become positive. The more positive we become, the more we are able to benefit those around us. The more we benefit those around us, the happier and more joyous we become. Our joy, kindness, and compassion then spreads, grows, and inspires others. This is so amazing. Let yourself feel this now. By virtue of the joy, kindness, and compassion we have generated by engaging in this meditation, may all beings live their lives free of all types of suffering. May all rejoice, and may peace and prosperity spread everywhere.
Hi, everybody. That was lovely. So if you don't know me, my name's Erin, and I coordinate the children's program, so I might end up asking for help from some of the kids I see out in the audience that I know. I just wanted to say two things that are going on with Celebrating Compassion Day. If you have noticed any of the communication from His Holiness this year or His office, there's an encouragement to post on social media acts of compassion with the hashtag #withcompassion. So anytime you kind of go to his website or anything, you can see that. Maybe if you're on Facebook, you might have seen it. So the other thing is the FPMT, which is our organization, has established July 6th, tomorrow, His Holiness's birthday, as Compassion Day. And they describe this as an opportunity to come together and celebrate compassion in our lives. We do this on His Holiness's birthday because he's, you know, exemplifies compassion. And there are three parts to this. Rejoicing, which I think we're doing a pretty good job at here today. Meditation, and we took an opportunity in class, in our different classes in June, to do some meditations from the Compassion Day website. Two separate weeks we did this in our classes. We did the compassion meditation, visualizing light and spreading that out, and did that with thinking about His Holiness and dedicating it to Him. And the third part is compassion in action. So we celebrated that in class by starting this effort that we're going to talk about in just a second. And on the web, on the Compassion Day website, it talks about keeping track of your compassionate actions, which is really lovely. We're going to write our compassionate actions on a card and offer that to His Holiness. They describe things you can do, and I'm giving you also hints of things you might already be doing that maybe you can write down on the card as an offering. Choosing somebody that you see every day and just doing something nice for them, giving them a compliment, buying them a cup of coffee, offering for somebody else to go first, and a lot of things in the rejoicing meditation, too, were good examples. So you could just, if you literally let somebody go ahead in line of you in the grocery store, like, people get so excited about that, you know? Just you go ahead, even if you have more, even if they have a lot of groceries or something. Generosity is a great one. Just listening to somebody in a conversation, just offer your time and really have no agenda of what you're going to say back. Helping the earth and helping animals are great ones, too. So I'm wondering if anybody wants to help me read. Tyler, you want to help me at all? You're busy. So I'm going to, if you want to come around, I'm going to read just a couple examples of what the kids came up with in class. Or maybe Tyler, do you want to read some? They're none of them are yours, so there won't be two.
Okay.
So you can hold that. Okay, you can hold that. And so, sorry. So we did these in June, which was Father's Day, and we were studying forgiveness. You might notice a theme in some of these, but we'll just read a couple of them. Here you go.
Okay. See if you can read that. I gave my dad a picture of a funny card, and I will give him money. The guy I forgave.
Also, some of the teachers did it.
Okay. Helped a friend by filling in for his volunteer shift so that he could stay longer on vacation.
Can you read that one?
I can read the words, I gave a mint.
Compliment.
Oh, compliment. Okay.
And they're really pretty, too.
Mm-hmm. Gave dad a funny card. Paid for a friend to get home to see his family.
All right, we'll do like two more.
All right. Oops. Bought tickets to a show for someone who didn't have the money to take his children to see it.
All right. Well, this one's just adorable, so.
I feed my dog kibble. Okay. I helped a roach.
And last one.
All right. I take care of a homeless cat and feed her.
See how easy it is and how fun, how we're all like having a great time now that we're thinking about these things. All right. So I'm going to see if some of my friends can help pass out some pens to people. Yeah, Inara, Lizzie, Victoria, if you want to help. Thank you. So everybody's going to get a card and some markers. If anybody else wants to help, you can come up. If anybody wants, I see another friend coming up to help. And then you can kind of hold on to these cards and hold on to the markers. You can start writing whenever you're ready. We're going to offer these at the end. Patrick's going to tell us when we're going to offer these and what to do with them. But start thinking about your kind actions or make an intention to Dylan, can you guys get some to your brother or something and more going. Or make an intention of something you're going to do tomorrow. Tomorrow is July 6th. So you could start tomorrow and, like, write it down, what you're going to do, what you intend to do tomorrow, and then just start making a record, and you'll just get this happy feeling every day that we just had. Okay. So that'll take a second to pass those out. Thank you, friends.
Did you want to, why don't you go ahead and ask? Okay. We're going to offer a piece of cake to His Holiness and then sing Happy Birthday. And then we're going to have the closing dedications. And after that, then we will have be able to finish writing our cards. And we have a basket of katas, if you care to offer a kata to His Holiness, as well as a card, and then have cake out in the lobby. So, okay. Elise, if you'd like, go ahead. I guess we can just leave the cake here then. I need somebody to help sing Happy Birthday because I'm not the one to be near the mic.
Happy birthday with you.
Okay. Great. Are you? Okay. All right.
Ready?
Ready.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Her Holiness. Happy birthday to you.
Yay!
Could you please turn to page 246? Three, the dedication prayer. 246. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicine be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Will you please turn to 244? 244? Let's read the Long Life Prayer for His Holiness. And the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All powerful Chenrezig, Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. And then at the bottom, you see Green Towers Mantra. So let's chant that seven times. Oh, we can do that. You
that will include all of the teachers and sangha of the PFT.
Okay. So right below that, the Long Life Prayer for Lama Zopa Rinpoche. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, save of myself and others, your disciples. Please, please live long. Okay, now seven Tara mantras for Geshe's long, healthy, happy life and his safe return to the Kadampa Center. Om tare tu tare tu re soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
So that concludes. Then, so if you can finish writing your cards and be ready to offer katas, and we'll be cutting cake out in the lobby to have a piece of cake. Thank you very much.